Blog Talk Radio.
Doing? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link on Block Talk Radio. How you doing? We're going to get some things going here pretty soon here, but welcome to the show. If you want to give a call in here and get a couple questions answered, please do so. The number here is 646-721-9031. Sorry for getting on so late, but it's one of those things of technical issues. I actually think about investing in some new equipment, which would be great with the situation. Sometimes we get to the point where it's like, hey, guys, we have the donations going on right now. I guess it would be one of those situations where you look at the situation very closely and just really would hope for more donations to come in to cover the fees of the show and also upgrade the whole thing to actually get the message across the whole lot clearer. Like right now, trying to have a nice little stable switchboard. So therefore, give us a couple minutes here. We're pulling things up right now as we speak, and we're trying to get things going. So we just always say hi, and to give you the number to call in, which is 646-721-9031. Also, if you're a person who wants to sit there and do some things where it's like, I don't know, if you want to join us here, donations. We need donations right now, guys. If you just pop in there and give us a couple donations, I don't care what it is, $5, $6, $15, whatever it is. It's one of the situations we'd love to have some donations right now, or even if you're out there and would like to sponsor the show as well. So give us a call, 740-500-8863 if you want to become a sponsor. If you want to donate to the show, just go to the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and there is a donation button on the pages, and just push that and donate what you would like to donate to. We appreciate everything that comes across the board, so put it in there and do what you got to do. Donations, please. And for every donation, we thank you. Also, like I said before, private readings, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or call us on Skype, which is actually 740-601-9835, or like I said before, contact us through the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you've heard that we have a special going on, give us a call, get the details. We also do parties, we do charity events, group meetings, or group readings, and that kind of stuff. We can also do those over Skype as well on conference call. So give us a call on that one. We'd love to do that one. Conference call readings and that kind of stuff. Just give us a call up. We'll all pop on our cams and on the thing, and I'll turn to go to work. If you want to take advantage of all those situations, please do so. Give us a call at 740-500-8863. If you also want to advertise on the show, or like I said before, sponsorship and that kind of stuff, we're looking for sponsors. We'd love to do commercials for you, advertising on our page and that kind of stuff. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. Let's go on here. I think we also have my lady who's been co-hosting for me for a period of time. Dee's here. Dee, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, good. And then we got some callers on the line, too, which I want to get to very quickly.
Great.
Yeah. Well, let's say something else. Nope, okay, let's go on. We actually have this here. Area code 313. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I'll say hello to Dee. And
hi. Hi, Donnie.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
That's a good question.
I'm great. I don't know about you.
That's been a crazy day, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to put things together and just putting things together, to tell you the truth. Getting ready to move.
Excuse me.
I talked to you early in the week, Donnie, and I told you I was going to call back tonight.
Yes, I know you did, and I'm glad to hear from you. We just look at the situation of sitting going, our time is limited tonight because some funding I was hoping for to come through didn't come through, so we got to do this 30-minute show, which I was hoping to do a two-hour show, but with the situation in hand. Oh, yeah, it was like we said before, with some of my donations and that kind of stuff, and looking for, you know, just all this stuff to come in, and I was sitting there going, still have high hopes in the situation and that kind of thing. And actually, I actually checked on the financial stuff, too, as well, and it's coming through, but not as quick as we'd like it to, I guess. Anyway, I don't worry about the whole thing. But right now, we only have a 30-minute show. Right now, we actually had trouble getting on before, which we had took up 10 minutes. So right now, I got 13 minutes left. And God, if I talk faster, I think I'm actually going to burn my tongue. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up your time, then. If you only get, because that's what it says online. It was only 13 minutes. It was only 13 minutes, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were looking at the whole thing, too, freaking out, going, okay. Because I was like, I thought we still had at least three more shows on the same thing we had before we had to, you know, before we actually had to pay something, and then I guess I was wrong.
Okay. So I'll go on the website, and I'll set up an appointment to, I'll do it that way.
Okay. No problem then. You'd like to ask a couple questions tonight? Well, we still got, you know, a couple of minutes here and there. I'd be glad to sit and answer a couple of questions for you before you go.
No, I'll give somebody else a chance. We have somebody else that might be online, and then, you know, like I said, I'll call.
Alrighty.
You know, log into the website and, you know, do a past life. You know, set up an appointment with you for a past life regression.
Okay.
Okay.
Please do. Alrighty.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Thank you for calling, and we'll sit and talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Excuse me.
Let's see. Where are you? Okay. Oops, I missed it. I don't know what happened there. Let's see. Let's go back to where we was before. That's kind of freaking weird. So, Dee, what's the situation going on with your life? How's things been going?
I lucked out. Well, Not only did Tony take me, you know, accept me again as a friend because I rejoined tagged, but I got a really great long tag, not a tag, but a call from him today. It was multiple pictures and things to let me know that he cared. So it made my day.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I really figured I didn't have anything to worry about. He wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
So that made my whole day. The rest of it was kind of off and on, good and bad, one way or another.
Yeah.
But that really made my whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my friends, I've been able to find them, and they've been coming back again.
That's a plus.
Yeah, that's a plus. I can't find everybody because I can't remember who everybody was. And there were a lot of people on my friends list before that they were just there. They never did anything, and I just kept them there. I didn't, you know, no big deal.
Right.
So it's kind of like get a fresh start and weed out the people that aren't worth it. And actually, there have been a couple of new friends pop in since I joined again.
That's always a plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always fun to it's fun to make new friends. And
let me see.
And when your old ones come back again and say, because one friend, I let him know why I, you know, sent him a thank you tag and said that I'd been booted and was glad he accepted me again. And he says, of course I would. And he sent me a message.
Right.
So that was, because he's a really interesting fellow. Writes very well and very artistic and intelligent. And yes, Eamon, we know you're here too, the psychic cat.
Well, there seems like there's somebody else in the chat. In the queue.
Yeah, there's no chat
queue.
Open. There is?
No,
oh,
there's
good.
No chat open. I'm trying to get that
no,
second pop.
No, I didn't think. Eamon, what are you doing? You joining
to
the show to put your 2 cents worth in?
Seems like he does it quite a bit.
Yes. It's going to be really fun when I do my own show starting Monday.
All right. So let's go to area code 301. How are you? Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, Donnie and Dee. Thank you for taking my
Hi.
Call. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm glad I got through tonight, especially since we have limited time. And I am obsessed with that, Donnie. Okay. Well, I'm calling, I guess, about my kids. I have 3 children, and for a while I've thought that they were special. They're definitely, I think I have 1 indigo and 2 crystals. For whatever that's worth, but they are definitely wise beyond their years. I have one who is extremely peace-loving and is very concerned about people all over the world. So I was just wondering what you can tell me about my kids, any of them, or, you know, if I had some past life history with them, just whatever comes to you regarding my children.
What'd you say your name was again?
My name is Yvette. And my kids, yes, Yvette.
Okay.
And my kids are Jada, Jonathan, and Janelle.
Ah.
Jada. Like you get the impression Jada seems to be the one that stands out the most.
Yeah, she's the indigo.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cool.
Let me ask you a question. I see that you have an area code here, Maryland, right?
Yes, I'm right outside of Washington, D.C.
Whereabouts? I used to live in Rockville.
Oh, okay. I'm on the other end. I'm in Fort Washington.
Oh. I was just curious because I saw the area code. I'm like, okay, I wonder how close she is to Shady Grove Road or if she even knows where it's at.
Of course, yeah. I work up in Rockville right off of Montrose, so I know the area.
Okay, yeah, because I used to live up there in a nice little apartment complex right there by Shady Grove Road and 355.
Okay, yep, Rockville Pike. I don't get
there
too often, but often enough, yep.
Yeah,
it's
been
still congested. You're not missing anything. The area is growing like crazy.
Yeah, I know. When I was there, we actually, the 270 was gone from, I think, 2-3 lanes to like 8 lanes.
Yes, they did the expansion, right.
And except
so
when you
crowded.
Go to Bethesda. When you still go to Bethesda, you only have 1 off ramp right there to go into Bethesda. If you miss it, you got to go 5 miles down the road.
Yeah.
You got that one?
It's still the exact same traffic pattern. You're right.
<That sucks. laughs> Anyway, because I missed that a couple of times, man.
You don't
want to
make that mistake.
It was back in the day. I used to work for Terminix, Paramount Festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I missed it a couple of times. So I was pretty much ticked off and got laid a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Like the thing I was saying before, that there was this thing about the say her name again.
Jada.
Jada. Yeah, Jada. She seems the one that stands up the most. So when I sit here and say, it's almost like you get this impression she's the one in charge.
Yeah,
you know,
she's the oldest.
She's the turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it this way. And she kind of like has roles for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So when I sit here and say leader, in a spiritual sense, it just means she has positive. She's just one of those people that I wouldn't be surprised that when she grows up, you know, I wouldn't say, I just don't see her working anything normal, is what you would say. But, but she also, normal, what I mean by that is like, you know, there's a lot of warehouses around around that area and stuff, and I just don't see her working on one of those things. You see her as something that she's going to be, a person that's going to be really self-employed and working for herself and always striving to actually, not just the ideal of bettering her own life, but she's always looking out for everybody else.
Yeah, that's very true.
And plus she sees two people like they're a glass.
Yes, that is true about her. She can read people very well.
Sometimes too well. I maybe I'm wrong, but my impression is that since she reads people so well, sometimes people are uncomfortable because she has such strong energy.
Yes.
Yeah, so she doesn't overread them. It's just that they need to get a life. Start realizing that people do see them for who they are. You know, because a lot of people have a tendency to go, they don't like that. And the reason they get so uncomfortable with it, because it's like, what else are they going to see that I'm actually trying to, you know, try to hide?
Right, right.
You don't pull a wool over her eyes.
Right, you don't. You don't. She'll see it. She perceives you.
She's actually shocked you a couple of times with people that you thought you knew, and then she kind of, like, blew things out there.
Yeah. Yeah, she can definitely feel them.
So is it, when you said, okay, the other two, I'm not saying the other two are not gifted and stuff. I'm just saying that, you know, she stands out the most.
Okay.
And,
I think she's just a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what
so
about
you, you know, go ahead.
Janelle, she's the youngest. Several people have told me she's special. I've gotten that, especially when she was a baby. I heard that a lot. She's special. And in numerology, she has the 11 vibration, which they say is a master number.
It is. Well, it is a master number.
Of course it is, Dee. Guess why?
I know why, because it's mine.
Oh, is that yours?
Okay.
When I numerologically, I turned out to be a life path 11, which is the higher vibration of 2.
Okay.
Right.
And that's what she is. She's a higher vibration of 2, which is really good. That's very spiritual, very psychic.
Mhm.
Yes, and guess what?
What?
I'm also a master number 11 too.
Oh wow!
All right.
So you look at the situation.
Hooray for 11!
Yeah.
Yeah, really. It was just one of those vibrations.
Oh, 11.
Well, see, the reason I like when you look at a child and they say 11s. It's the 2, but I also feel like she'll be very blessed with the idea of relationships, too. She won't, I'm not going to probably be mean or nothing. I'm just saying I don't feel like she will go through the trials and tribulations that you did as you went through relationships and stuff.
Okay, good.
I get the impression she's going to be one of those people that, you know, she finds somebody and that's the person she'll be with for the rest of her life. And she has a certain quality about her where she's very angelic-like.
Yeah, definitely.
But
she gets a lot
say.
Of attention.
Does she have a dimple on her chin?
No dimple. But she definitely has a presence about her. Like I said, she always gets a lot of attention, especially when she was a baby. But even now, she's developing. She's 9 years old now.
She needs to be encouraged.
She needs encouragement.
Right.
Yeah,
because a lot of times children that are gifted, that are psychic, people don't, their parents poo-poo things that they say. They talk about past lives or things they, you know, when the kids shut down. Because I know, I don't know what happened to me when I was little, but I shut off. I didn't, somewhere around 95 was when, even though things had started to come to light before then, I didn't realize what they were. Because I'd been married to a minister and thought it was just, the things like the Bible talking about your young men shall see visions and all that. So I never gave it, I didn't really think about it until somebody wised me up, and then it was like, whoa. And then just a few years ago, somebody wised me up to the fact that I was an indigo. And it's like, okay, didn't know that either. I don't know much about them, but I know that, you know, very strong. And
yeah, they indigos have a sense of fairness and justice, and they kind of have a revolutionary sense about them, meaning they'll fight for what they believe in. So they definitely make a lot of waves.
Yes. I never used to. I do now.
Okay, well.
I have a situation in my life where I just decide I got to stand up for myself.
Yeah.
Fight back.
No, I'm just saying with the situation, too. I wanted to say something to you real quickly. Is the idea there's a child around you that has a dimple on his chin. Focusing on the whole thing.
You're talking about my godson. He's 2.
That was right. It was a male. I was picking up a male.
Amir, yes. Amir. Now, this child keeps coming into my life.
His name is Amir. If you think of it slowly, it says Amir, and it's the idea of the reflections he gives to people they need to pay attention to because he reflects back. He's like a reflection. And he's like almost like that's his destiny of reflecting back to people to say, okay, this is who you are. So it's okay.
Okay.
Who you are, and I was also going to say with the situation that you're also very gifted in your own right too. Because I work with children and I work with parents when we sort of work with the kids and that kind of stuff when we have gifts. And so what we try to do is help them understand that they can all work together. Because I have a lot of parents who have no idea what to even do with gifted children and go, okay, what should I do? I'm going to stick them in a room, give them a book or whatever. And it was one of those things, sitting down with them and that's what you say. More than likely, if your kids are gifted, more than likely you are too. And getting down to the situation of like being a fourth or fifth generation, or even more than that, it's the idea that a lot of times families, like my family, a lot of things are not discussed.
Right.
And when you do that kind of thing, you know, you look at the situation. Okay, if you don't have that kind of input, you're always looking for it. And that's why I always tell people: do sit down. Have a couple of sessions and sit down and really go over these things and exactly what you can do with your children because there's a lot of things that if you get things, how would we put this? If you sit down and do a lot of work with your kids now, that it helps them when they get out in the world. People think, you know, give them college. Okay. That's great.
Yeah, they should have that self-confidence and the sense of who they are.
Yeah, because even going to college, you go to college, and you have a lot of things, and we have a lot of things that people don't realize. A lot of people are looking for experience. Well, you can't get experience unless someone allows you to give you that chance to get experience. Schooling is good, but schooling has a tendency, if you really learn from it, most of the time we're tapping into things that we already know and reawakening those centers within ourselves. So the situation with your children is the ideal of helping them to cope with these situations because in the process of having abilities and that kind of stuff, meditations and clearings and those kind of stuff, the sooner they're integrated into your kids' life, the more they become a natural thing for them when they get older. In the process of getting in stressful situations, they won't act out. There's actually been proof.
Right.
Girls are going through puberty very quickly, and it's been proven because of the world. Most people think it was hormones and that kind of stuff, but actually what it is the pace of the world. It's actually also doing these things because everybody says everybody wants to speed everything up. And they actually integrated yoga into these girls' lives, and it actually slowed down puberty to the point where their periods actually started when they were supposed to in a normal sense.
Interesting. I may start that with my kids. Well, I am definitely a conscious parent. I know I was shunned and kind of told this is what you're going to do and this is what you're going to believe. So I'm determined not to do that with mine. Plus, I see that they are very special little people. I want to hear a little bit more about Amir, my godson. He comes over so much, and he loves to spend the night over here. And I just want to know what is the connection? Obviously, he's supposed to be around me. You know, you even saw him, even though he's not my natural child. He's my godson. So what is it about him and me or I don't know?
Well, when I sit here and focus on, we sit and talk about this focus on past lives, which is kind of interesting because I feel like actually, really seriously, that he was a son. That he was your son in a past life. But it comes to me, I'm going to try to slow down a little bit too. It actually comes to me as many lifetimes as being your son, and sometimes in situations like he is now, he actually kind of brings balance to your life.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's like looking at your life before he was a part of your life, and it just seems like there's not so much chaos as there was before.
Right.
You know, you actually get a really, you know, you talk about gifted children and stuff like that. he does have a tendency to bring a calmness to the room.
Mhm. And happiness too. So he's a very happy boy.
He smiles a lot, doesn't he?
Yes. He laughs a lot too.
Yeah, I thought he did, and I picked up that. I figured that there was a past life connection there.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
I would say with the situation being a son and that kind of stuff, even in lifetimes, like you said before, that you guys always seem to find each other anyway. So it's the ideal of a connection that's going to continue to happen, where you can actually see this boy being a part of your life well into his teens.
Okay.
I get the impression he might actually go to college.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
But
he's
like, you know, but your oldest daughter, right?
Jada. Uh huh.
Jada, I don't think she'll go to college. I think she'll do something extraordinary, but I think it has nothing to do with. I think she has natural abilities, and she's been. Always looking. It's like tapping into the universal knowledge. She just very. She knows things about people like that, and people. She just knows people in general, of course. But I'm just saying, when I sit here and see something extraordinary, it just. I don't know how to put it. I used to tell people all the time with the situation, a lot of people have a tendency to really like do psychic work and spiritual work and that kind of stuff, and they just kind of have a tendency to fall into a lot of things. They like knowledge, they like reading a lot, they like doing all kinds of stuff. They just don't go to school, as in what society says they have to do.
Well, Donnie, she already knows what she wants to do, so I think you're right on. And even what you said, Dee, about being able to read people, guess what she wants to be? She wants to be either like an undercover agent or a detective. Isn't that something?
I think when she does, she might actually become an FBI profiler.
Wow. She watches the crime shows all the time. You guys are so on tonight. That's amazing. That's just total confirmation
she's very,
of what she wants to do.
She picks up on the clues and things. She's sort of not to
it's
be
like
funny, I suppose, but Jessica Fletcher, her Murder She Wrote, she picks up on things that other people don't. She sees the little details that other people don't see.
Wow.
Or they miss because they're in a hurry.
I'm so excited
for
her, so she's on the right path. I was just
going to
say, can I tell her or should I kind of just let her discover it on her own?
You could introduce things into her. You could introduce things to her. Like she said, she's already watching shows and stuff, and it's just the idea of when she wants to do certain things. Most kids are like drawn to certain things, and they usually end up, that's what they do. When I was sitting there younger, too, it was the idea of being sensitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in high school, and certain things, I used to give out advice on relationships and that kind of stuff. Even to the point where I used to play rock music, too, and we used to hire people, and I would always have feelings about people all the time.
Oh, wow.
At those times, I never thought, I'd be doing anything as like I'm doing now, but with all this stuff coming up to this point, it all makes sense. I experience all those things. If you've ever been a singer in a rock and roll band, the first thing you pick up on, what's so intense, is how to take energy and just distribute it, but also take it as well. So,
okay.
So I'm just saying, when she, it's like there's a lot of things that she's going to want to do, and it's just the idea of following through with it. Because I wish, it's like for example, okay, with my parents, when I was playing music, whatever I was doing, I just never really got the support. They always seemed to have a conceived. So they had a conceived ideal, right? Like you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which is the ideal of trying to look at your parents and stuff and go, okay, we're not going to do that. We're going to let this person basically discover themselves in the process of discovering themselves. You need really not guidance, but you just need a lot of support.
Right.
What do you want to do? Support
right.
the whole thing. And I just. And when I sit here and look at the situation, it's always been, okay, that's great, you do that, but why can't you try doing something over here? It's always trying to find something normal, as they call it, that everybody else will accept, that they're okay with. Sometimes we do walk in these uncomfort zones, and I'll give you an example, like with my oldest daughter. Now, she's chosen her own path, but it's kind of funny, too, that she actually has taken on things. And she's trying to do it her way, okay?
Okay, yeah,
and
sure.
She's gonna get there, okay? But when I talk about psychic abilities and stuff like that, when she's very talented, she refuses to do that kind of stuff because she's been taught. Because, you know, she spent a lot of time around her grandmother and my brother and people like that who are very religious. And they told her, you know, those things are taboo, what your dad does for a living. They kind of said, bad. And so she doesn't do that.
That's unfortunate.
What I thought, that's true, too. But see, the wing areas, the big old thing here that I thought was amazing, that she actually went back to college to become a counselor. And I was sort of looking at the thing going, I looked at her and she's like, don't think I'm going back to become a counselor just because that's what you think you do. I'm like, you're going to have to stop thinking about your, you know, what your grandparents and that stuff think about the whole thing. And look at the situation of sitting down with people and trying to help people out. Because really, you know, when it comes to psychic abilities and the future and that kind of stuff, realistically what I like to do is to sit down with people and get insights to help them make decisions and change within their own lives. Not the idea of the future itself, but actually look at them and say, you can change the future by just changing what you're doing right now. That is not written in stone. And I think a lot of times when I do pick up that, I tell people if it doesn't happen, the best thing to do is to come back to the source and say, okay, what happened? So we can actually figure it out. What did happen? You know, somewhere along the line you made a wrong turn, or maybe we shouldn't say wrong turn. Maybe we should look at the situation and go, you made a decision that had a different outcome than we thought. You know, I told you turn right, you turn left. And these do make a difference, you know.
Absolutely.
And we have to take those into account, too.
Yes.
I mean, we make the predictions, but at the same time, you are the one living your life.
And I think we all absolutely know, sometimes on the surface, sometimes deep down, what it is we really want to do. So like you said, just that support to go out and try, even if you do make a wrong turn. I know that's so important. So you and I didn't get it, but we'll give it to our kids, right?
I know. It's like you look at the situation.
That makes three of us.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and I didn't have kids of my own, but I raised two for 5 years, and now it's... And one word that comes to my mind about all of this is sheeple, because so many people expect you to be just like they are, and your kids are never going to be sheeple.
Nope.
You're not one, and Donnie and I aren't sheeple either.
Mm-mm.
You know, they're going to follow their own paths. They're going to, and they've got a good, strong foundation at home. They've got you because you really love your children very deeply and your godson, and you do anything for them, and you encourage them, and that's what they need. They need to know that whatever path they choose, it's going to be okay.
Right, and I'll still love them.
They're all going to succeed, each in their own way.
I believe that
too. You know, don't preconceive anything. And then she's got her thing right now, but I'm just, they always end up. I go tell a friend of mine, you know, what the ideal life purpose is and that kind of stuff. When you do allow yourself to just go with the flow and even the people around you and that kind of stuff, everybody seems to find exactly what they need and what is good for them and what's in their best interest.
Right.
It's just the ideal of taking it back and look at the situation. A lot of people.
I'm sorry. Can I ask a quick question? Because I know we're running out of time. How am I doing? Let's check in on Mom. I feel like I am on the right path, but do I have anything left big to do, or have I pretty much done what I came here to do? How am I doing?
It's like this. You know, in the situation, I always tell people a lot of times with life purposes and that kind of stuff, if you're still here, you have plenty of things. You still have plenty of things to do. With your oldest daughter, trust me, there's some big things that are going to be done, because it seems like some of the things that she's going to do, you're going to be a part of it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so that's one of those things, your kids, the good times, there's some things going on. And also the situation of your own life purpose, really. It's not the idea of not just raising kids. It's like, I just feel like there's a purpose, but this year it seems like there's going to be something that's going to open up to you really quick. I keep saying before January, maybe by January, but there seems like there's going to be something going to open up to you for an opportunity to actually do something that you've always wanted to do, that you haven't had a chance to do. So it's not too late.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I thank you guys so much. That was a chock full of information. I'm so excited for my daughter. I can quietly smile when she's watching all those crime shows now.
it's almost like solving puzzles.
Yeah, that's what she loves about it. That's what she tells me. So, and she always guesses who the killer is, even when I can't see it. She knows.
Okay, well, I have high hopes now for the future that someone will actually solve some crimes. But I was kind of wondering there for a while, I'll tell you, if you ever seen some of those cold case warehouses where they got all those people that, those people said you can't get away with this stuff. Maybe they don't, but maybe it's all done to violently. I think it is done to violently, but I'm just saying, you know, some of the cases, that kind of stuff need to be done, and that kind of stuff take care of it. So.
Okay.
It'll be working out, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much, Donnie and Dee.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll listen again next time.
Take care.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow.
Okay.
Tune tomorrow night.
All right, thanks. We'll do. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I kind of went flash with that one. Let's see. That's interesting. I did. Yeah. Well, it looks like we're cutting this off here anytime.
Uh huh.
Yeah.